The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 239, Bunker Mania.
Everyone take up firing position. Mercury, we've triggered an indoor alarm. Please advise me on any movements.
One target heading for the control room.
Gabby, can you return the camera to normal?
Already working on it.
Marco, can you make any sense out of that control panel?
See? Yeah, it looks like the monitoring system similar to the camera. What do you think, Skip?
Yeah, it is. The markings are in a language I don't understand. The layout's the same, though. This switch should activate the cameras.
Hey, good job, Gabby. I see the camera is sweeping back and forth again.
Good. Ground sensors are out of my range, but you should be able to reactivate from there.
We don't need to worry about that now. Do you have anything up on the inside cameras?
Yeah, check it out.
Yeah, that would be Hanneker and his guard in the brig.
And there's Lister and the Doctor.
There goes Ursula into the control room. Is there an intercom system here?
I believe it's right here, and I think she's about to use it.
I don't see any alerts from the ground sensors or cameras.
Something tripped the alarm. Do a search of the bunker. Our testing is nearly done. Report back to me when you have completed the search.
Yes, my lord.
This should be interesting.
Jaffra, subject is on the move again, but heading away from you.
Copy that. We heard Ursula and Lister on the bunker's intercom. She's doing a search to determine what set the alarm off.
Understand. We'll monitor her movements and let you know when she heads in your direction.
Copy that. Hopefully we can pick her up on various cameras as she walks through the bunker.
You know, we could track her down and neutralize her.
Well, Gabby, I think you've been hanging around slain too long.
Subdue her, Joe Mac. Nothing else.
Let's see how this unfolds first. If she gives them the all clear, I'm sure they'll proceed with the surgery. Doc will need Ursula's help. That's when we can take them without a fight.
Looks like she's completed a sweep of the front entrance.
She's headed back in this direction.
If she happens to spot us, stun her and secure her here. We'll have to alter our plans and go after Lister, Ursula and the Doctor.
I'll handle her. No use in three of us hitting her with a stun.
And what about Hanneker and his guard?
We'll leave them right where they are.
Ursula, have you found anything yet?
No, my lord. Every area is clear.
Then make your way to the control room. Check the monitors there. Once you determine that the area is clear, report to the surgical room. The doctor will need your assistance.
Yes, my lord.
Things just got a little sticky.
I'll head across the cargo landing area to those big crates. If she heads for the office here, I'll stun her.
Very good. When that happens, Joe Mac, accompany me to the surgical room, and Marco, you go to the brig, just in case Lister tries to release them.
Will do. You want me to leave them locked up?
Yes. Keep them secured until I give the all clear.
Okay, I'm moving out.
Tony, do you copy?
Standby.
We just heard Lister tell Ursula to head to our position to do a search for any possible breach. Gabby is setting up an ambush for her, but we may try a diversion first.
I see. What exactly do you have in mind?
Pull your vehicle up to the key entry to the front. Enter the code and pull up to the front hangar.
And what is our purpose for doing that?
You have a shipment of supplies for the mercenary camp. You're dropping the supplies off here and the camp will send a truck to pick up the supplies.
Are you thinking that Ursula will come to see what's going on?
Yes. Keep her occupied while we secure Lister and the Doctor. Stun her if you need to.
Lenora will hide in the back since Ursula knows her. We'll be standing by. Just let us know when you want us to proceed.
Marco, go brief Gabby on our new plan. You two stay there until I give you notice.
Rightio, on me way.
I'll keep an eye on these monitors. Right now she's checking the areas on the way to us.
Let's hope this plan works.
Well, this is it. Nice. This looks like an actual war room setup.
Wow, maps and everything. Say, who are the people in these photos?
Known cartel members. This is intercepted chatter that we'll be following up on.
Are these for real?
No. They're an example of my creative writing. When Garrett gets here, we can look pretty busy.
Have you heard from him?
Yeah, he just left San Antonio. He'll be here in about 3 hours.
3 hours? Stip travel sure can spoil you. Why is he taking conventional travel instead of a stip?
All part of his cover. He left here to do undercover work for the department. He'll be returning the vehicle to our motor pool. I felt it would be more realistic if he actually drove the car assigned to him.
Seriously? Really, Tracy?
All right. No, I thought it would be good training.
Good training. That's the expression Jim uses when people need to be taught a lesson. Or you're just messing with them.
I'll never tell.
Well, this is impressive. Most of these fake messages and emails are in Spanish. I didn't know you were so well versed in Spanish.
I know enough to order food and ask directions. Most of this was done by an IDF agent I know. She helped me with some of the slang.
We have so much slang. I wonder how people manage to learn English. I had a hard time myself learning Mandarin.
Now that's a language I'll never master. All I hear are vowels.
It takes a while to develop an ear for the language. So where do we start with this fake case?
What I have here is some research Pierman sent us. It covers the main internet hubs around Houston, which, from our Hank investigation, and it also covers those around San Antonio.
Oh, good. Well, at least we'll look busy in here. What about the rest of your squad here? Aren't they curious as to why it's just the four of us on this case?
Not really. All they know is that a Homeland Security investigation and that Garrett and I are here as a courtesy. I'll still have my regular duties to attend to, as will Detective Garrett. So the majority of the work will be done by you two.
I think we can handle that.
I see you two were the ones chosen to hold down the fort.
Hey, Pappy. Yep, we're the ones.
It's pretty obvious why they didn't want me to go.
Yeah, I guess you're a little too close to the case for their comfort.
I know I can handle myself, but I understand their reasoning.
You got 5 of your best there to deal with Bishop and Korski. But fear not, we got some big fish to fry on our end, too.
Pentagon sleeper?
Yes. There has to be someone there working for Rage. There's no record of any assignment officer sending Korski to Joint Base San Antonio.
Please.
Sorry there, Jimbo. Fort Sam.
So the AO who signed him doesn't exist?
There's no one at the Pentagon with his name.
Does that mean it was a computer hack job?
Yes. It was either done remotely or in-house.
I'm not so sure it would be done remotely. The Pentagon has one of the most sophisticated firewalls in existence.
So we're still looking for a sleeper agent. Do you have any suspects?
Not yet. There's going to be a joint effort. I have a list of all AOs for his branch. If we don't find any good suspects from that pool, we'll expand out to the other Army branches.
Well, this could take a while, especially if you don't know exactly what we're looking for.
Even if we did, you can bet that Rage covered it up.
Korski and Bishop were deeply embedded and hidden by Rage, and we found them.
After how many years?
Well, at least we know what we're looking for. It wasn't that long for those two once we got involved.
I guess this will be a good diversion for me while the others are on the Korski case. So where do we start?
I divided these names into 3 stacks. Just start going through their records and look for inconsistencies.
Like the kind we found with Korski?
Exactly.
Go back to high school. That seemed to be a prime target for the Rage deep sleep candidates.
I've already filled out the SF-180s to get their records. We should have some of them by tomorrow.
In the meantime, we can start with social media. It's surprising how much personal information people put out there.
And the total lack of any presence is a sign, too. You know, our mole might want to keep a low profile.
You're right. If they're smart, they'll stay off social media.
That's true. But if they're married, and especially if they have kids, someone's going to be on there. You never know what you can find.
Hello?
Jim, Wayne. I'm just checking in on you guys. How's it going?
Oh, yeah, we're just getting started on the background checks on the Pentagon AOs.
That would be assignment officers?
Yeah, that's them. We're gonna dig into their past and see if anything jumps out.
That was one of the things Sam was hoping to find out.
Where are you right now?
I'm about 2 hours from Houston. I'm traveling old school today. And before you say it, yes, it's good training.
You must have been talking to Kate.
Yeah, just before I called you. Anyway, Sam is thinking that Bishop might want him to assist in his operation.
That would be great. It'd make things a whole lot easier for us. So I take it you'll be working on this bogus diversion scheme?
Yeah, I'll be officially assisting Homeland Security with any local requirements.
Homeland Security being Kate and Kelly.
That would be Affirmatron.
Wow. It's been a long time since I heard that one. What, you been watching old war movies with Sam?
Yeah, how'd you guess? Anyway, we have a fake war room set up for him with some bogus emails and photos. Hopefully something with Bishop will pop soon. I'm not sure how long they want to keep this terrorist charade up.
Well, since he only extended you guys a couple of days, I think they'll be making the move soon.
All right, I'm at a rest stop, so I'll need to get on the road again. Good hunting.
Yeah, you do.
Enter. Go ahead and shut the door.
Colonel Bishop, Colonel Korski, or do you prefer Vincent?
While we're on base, I prefer Colonel Korski. But off base, you can call me Vinny.
I still can't get used to hearing base instead of post.
Same here. 21 years in this man's army and they changed the names along with what you call them. Even the uniforms. I'll be glad when this is over and I can go back to wearing civvies.
That makes two of us.
So you two joined up together. I've never heard of a Hangan going undercover for that long.
I haven't. I'm just trying to stay in character. You never know who might be listening. So I understand you've completed your inspection of the facilities.
Yeah, got them right here.
Excellent. Did you find any big discrepancies?
Just some very minor things. Your people are already on it.
So did Mr. Garrett get off okay?
Yes, he's on his way to what used to be called Fort Hood. I can't remember the new name they gave it.
That's all right. We're all old school here. Fort Hood is perfectly fine.
So, since our inspection is complete, is there any reason for me to stick around a few more days?
We were both just discussing this. We think you could be a great asset for us. I'm debating on whether or not I should contact headquarters and ask that you be assigned to the mission.
I guess I could, but honestly, I'd like to work under the radar. I don't think it would look that good on your performance sheet.
You think so?
Hank failed, so they brought you in. How would it look if you requested help from a more seasoned operative? I'm just saying, Bishop, the top brass frown upon things like that.
I guess you're right. But I assumed you'd want another feather in your cap.
And you thought that I would take credit for the operation? Well, don't think that. I already have a reputation for heroism. I don't need another. This is your baby.
Bishop, you're lucky he thinks like that. Think what this could do for your career.
Speaking of careers, how have you managed to keep one with this accident looming over your head? I was surprised that you were PCS to San Antonio with all of that hanging over your head.
I have inside help, and that's about all I can say. I have to protect him at all costs.
For sure. As they say, that would be burning your bridges behind you. So what is it you want me to do?
How familiar were you with Hank and Louie's mission?
I know nothing about what Louie was doing. But Hank had plans to disable one or all three of the major internet hubs around Houston.
Yes. Houston is not only a major internet hub, but it's also a center for all rail and highway shipments.
And they have one of the busiest ports in the country, with a high concentration of petroleum shipments.
In addition, their medical facilities are among the largest in the country. Crippling their internet will bring the whole Houston area to its knees.
Say, weren't you worried that someone might be listening?
I was just pulling your chain earlier. We have electronic jammers in here. We're okay.
I was about to say, so I take it your plan was to pick up where Hank left off.
That's the plan.
But the authorities discovered his plan, and I'm sure they put precautions in place to prevent something like that happening.
By authorities, you mean the IDF, because the state and federal authorities had no idea anything was even planned. It was investigated by the IDF only.
That's true. So, what is it you want me to do?
To start with, we want to know everything Hank did wrong. I'm sure there was more to it than eating too much.
Being careless about eating was just the tip of the iceberg. He was spotted several times in the vicinity of the internet hubs, taking photos. He drove around the area a lot doing surveys. He made a lot of careless mistakes like that. but the mistakes weren't all made in Houston.
Really?
Just talking with him, I learned that a private detective was investigating him because he and Louis thought some lady was photographing them, so they left her a threatening phone message.
That's just plain stupid.
He said they tracked down Louis in Baltimore, then Queens, New York.
That's where my old high school buddy Leonard was.
Once I heard that, Hank never saw me again. The IDF put all of that together and staked out both of them. They got to Scarlett Jernigan, and she helped set up a trap to catch Hank.
Scarlett Jernigan. That woman has been a pain in my side.
I guarantee she's out there looking for you as we speak.
That's why I think time is of the essence. If you're going to do something, you better make it fast.
We have a definite timetable. There are things that have to be put into motion before we strike.
Yes. Otherwise, our mission won't be as effective as we hope for.
I see. Then, what do you want me to do in the meantime?
For now, just keep your eyes peeled and your ear to the ground.
Peeled and ears? Now you got me thinking about sweet corn.
And fried chicken.
Well, that's great. There goes the whole afternoon.
The more I look at these monitors, the more I feel like I'm playing a computer game in God mode.
I know the feeling. The first time I did this was right here, over Death River. I had to keep reminding myself that it wasn't a game. Lives down there were depending on me.
That thought has crossed my mind a couple of times.
Has there been any change?
We still have two bodies in the brig. There's also two in the operating room, and one is headed for the cargo area where there are four bodies.
And here comes Simon, Lenora, Slane, and Tam in a truck.
Why are they going to the front? I thought they were pretending to make a delivery.
The idea is to lure Ursula away from Joffre's team so they can go get Hanaka and the doctor.
If Ursula is the lone heat signature, she's still headed for Joffre.
Mercury to Agent Simon.
Yes, go ahead.
It looks like Ursula is still headed for the loading dock.
I'll toot the horn and send Slane to pound on the door.
All right, but you might want to hurry. She doesn't seem to be slowing down any.
Slane is pounding on the door.
It's working. She stopped and is returning to the front. Good work.
We have one body leaving the operating room. I can't tell if it's Lister or the doctor.
Agent Simon, we have an unidentified body headed your way.
We'll be ready.
In fact, both are headed your way.
We'll be ready for them.
This is where I wish it was a game and I could make a save point.
Well, we're going to have to play this game like there are no lives or medkits left. It's go or no go.
Right now it seems to be a no go. Both figures are headed to the control room.
It appears the two are headed for the control room.
That doesn't surprise me. They're probably going to look at the security cameras to see who we are. We'll stay in the truck. Slane will stand by the door as he has fake papers in his hand.
Copy that. We'll keep our eyes on him.
I think at this point, with four of our people on the inside and four outside and only two hostiles that have to be dealt with, I'd charge the place and take them down.
You think so?
Yeah. Hanneke and his guard are locked up. The doctor is neutral. Just leaves two.
I think the feeling is that if they rush them, the doctor's life could be in jeopardy and Ursula would take out the prisoners.
I suppose so. We're just going to sit up here and watch?
That's about all we can do right now.
At least I don't have any river monster to deal with. Looking at that area, I don't see any large heat signatures around the bunker.
It's early yet. That's all they need right now. A bunch of hungry dinosaurs, as you call them.
Looks like the two heat signatures are together in the control room now.
Agent Simon, they're in the control room now.
Yes, they just came over the loudspeaker and asked us to stand by.
That's not good.
Joffre and I have been communicating on a separate channel. They are ready to respond if there's trouble. Once we take Ursula down, my team is going after Lister, and Jaffra's team will arrest Hanneke and his guard.
I just wish I knew what they were up to.
I don't like this. Who are they?
That truck is from Kale's store. I don't remember seeing one like it at the mercenary camp.
Ask them what their business is here.
Please identify yourself and state your business.
K.O. sent us with a shipment for the camp. He wants us to drop it off here, and they'll come tomorrow morning to pick it up.
What kind of supplies?
Mostly food rations. I have an order right here.
Stand by. So what do you think, Master?
Go down and only let him in, and shut the door behind him. Just open the small door, not the cargo door.
Thank you.
Is it still just him at the door?
Yes, I believe I can see someone else in the cab or the truck.
Copy. I'm going to use the stairs. It's faster. All right, I'm approaching the door.
I'm still only seeing one other person in the truck.
To be on the safe side, what do we do if this is a trap?
Let him in and close the door immediately. Check his papers. And if they look suspicious, stun him. We'll decide how to handle the rest after that.
I say we take them out now and not take any chances.
I understand your thinking, Ursula. But they might be former Rage members. I don't want to take the chance of alienating my own people.
I understand. All right, I'm at the door. Is it still clear?
Yes. Go ahead and let him in.
Yes, my lord. Please, come in.
Thank you. We weren't sure anyone would be here to sign for this shipment.
Then I guess this is your lucky day.
Yeah, I suppose it is. Now, if you sign right here, we can go.
It's a trap. He was wearing a standard issue M19 pistol and the papers looked fake. I stunned him. We need to get out of here before the others investigate.
Meet me at the emergency exit.
What about the doctor and Hanneke and his guard?
I am bringing the doctor. As for those two, let them rot.
Will Lister and Ursula escape once again, and what will become of Hanneke and his guard? Will Thornton, Scarlet, and Barnes find the Pentagon mole? And what is Bishop's mission? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Bucks on the Run.